Thank you for joining us this morning. So what do we know about Trump's cybersecurity plan?
Well, we know that Trump sees the situation in cyberspace as a national security emergency. So since he came to office, he's been talking in those sorts of tones. But the most important thing about his executive order on last Wednesday was that he declared, for the third time by a U.S. president, a national emergency in cyberspace. He identified sabotage as a new form of potential threat to the United States from Chinese companies because they might fall under the influence of the Chinese government in a crisis, and he decided to act on that.
So what does this mean for people who already have Huawei phones, like myself?
Well, it's a tragedy all around for the world because we have embarked on a completely new phase of international relations involving the United States and China. This is not just a move along some sort of slippery path or gradual path in terms of United States-China tensions. This is a major escalation by the United States. It puts at risk the entire fabric of United States-China trade relations and investment relations in the ICT sector. This is a massive part of the United States economy, and it's a very important part of the Chinese economy. That is at risk in an environment where, according to Hugh White, Australian strategic policy analyst of some note, Hugh White says that the de facto basis of Australian military planning now is a future war with China, a possible future war with China.
Mm.
And Australian government officials and Australian consumers are now being forced to make a very big choice imposed upon us by Donald Trump. And we have to decide whether we want to follow Donald Trump or and decide whether Donald Trump's policies are rational, well thought out, and good for the future of Australia.
Do you think that these policies are rational?
I personally don't believe they are. I think that the Trump administration completely misunderstands the nature of the ICT economy and the degree of entanglement between China and the United States in cyberspace. And I believe he overstates the threat of war with China. Now, Trump personally would say he doesn't want war with China, but there are people around him who have other ideas and who are well known for their extremist views on China. And we really have to start thinking, we in Australia have to really start thinking carefully about what this all means and how far we're prepared to go with it.
Do you think that Huawei really poses a threat to cybersecurity?
Well, all telecommunications companies pose a threat to cybersecurity because there are so many vulnerabilities. So, for example, Microsoft Windows is responsible for far more cyber attacks in terms of its vulnerabilities than Huawei will ever be responsible for. And in 5G, there will be hundreds of vulnerabilities that have nothing to do with China. So cyber insecurity is a fact of life. And the American government is making a big mistake, I think, in whipping up a degree of hysteria around Huawei, when to some degree it might in part be justified, but they're making a mistake by putting that at the absolute center point, or putting that as the absolute centerpiece of their diplomacy on this issue. I don't think we can mix ICT trade with these big issues of national security.
Mm. And you mentioned before that obviously, you know, it becomes an international issue, especially considering that these brands are internationally used. I mean, as I said before, I have a Huawei phone. I had no idea the context. I just, you know, I had a certain salesman go, "This is the best phone." I went, "Great, take my money." But like you said, that Australia needs to kind of they need to respond to this almost. Like, how do you expect that we will respond to this?
Well, the unfortunate news is that the current Australian government is very inclined to follow the lead of the United States government in all of these matters. And I think that we'll be seeing now a temporary, if short, questioning on the Australian side of how to implement this policy. The bigger question is not how Australia responds, but really how European allies respond, and whether they will be able to force some sense on the Trump administration. I understand the motivations for the Trump policy, but I think this sort of action that they've now put in train, it's a radical escalation. It really needs to be reversed, and I don't think that it's healthy for the global economy or for international security.
Mm. And on a personal level, is my phone still going to work, or do I have to go and get a new one?
Well, it seems that the United States government took another step and said that all existing Huawei contracts with United States corporations would be honoured for the supply of parts. But I think it's put into question consumer confidence in Huawei as a supplier. And that is something that Huawei and the Chinese government now see as the future reality of the ICT ecosystem, and they will respond in kind. The United States will, and its allies will, suffer inevitable consequences from China for this. Maybe we're prepared to suffer those consequences, but I think they're unpredictable, and I think we really need to take stock of where we're at because of this rather unfortunate decision by the Trump administration.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you.